Greetings, Creakers. Well, this has been an eventful week for me. I had a trip, not the kind that takes you to a tropical place but the kind that takes you to the hospital. In the overall scheme of things, my injury is minor although there is some discomfort and incapacity involved. Remember how I was wishing to slow down the passage of time? So here I am with a lot of time on my hands and I don't like it very much so far. I should have kept my mouth shut. However, it is giving me the chance to practice gratitude. Gratitude for our local hospital and its hardworking medical staff. Gratitude for a warm, cozy home and nourishing food. Gratitude for a partner to help me and gratitude for my friends who may not know it yet but I will be calling on for distraction and amusement. So, like last week I am late to writing this column and I need to move right on to informing you of some of the events happening over the next week. There is lots of music at the Legion including Cousin Harley and Paul Piggott who will be hillbilly rocking it tonight. Tomorrow night, January 21st, is DJ night and then moving on through the week with the Tuesday ukulele jam and Thursday night jazz with the Mike Agronovich trio. At the end of the week, you can channel your Scottish ancestors and get out your kilts and tartans for Robbie Burns night. More info on all this at robertscreeklegion.com. Rollerblade drop-in sessions are still happening at the hall on Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. $20 drop-in fee, scrg.ca@gmail.com. And a reminder of the first Soulful Sunday, a yoga dance journey, 10:30 a.m. to noon on the 22nd, also at the hall. Plotkin.julie@gmail.com. I received a message from the organizers of the Peanut Butter Jam to say that a whopping $2,140 was raised for the food bank, a $640 increase over last year's event. Thank you to everyone who participated. January 23 to 27 is Family Literacy Week, which is being celebrated across the coast at public libraries and schools. Our school is celebrating with all kinds of fun activities and when I worked there it was my favorite week. Members of the community can be involved on January 26 when seniors in the community are invited to enter a classroom and tell a story or read a favorite book. If you would like to participate, call Sue McQueen at 604-885-9229 and you will be set up with a class to read to. In closing, I would like to point out that grant applications for the 2023 Daniel Kingsbury Music for Youth Endowment Fund are now available. Daniel was a much-loved and talented local musician and activist whose memory lives on through these grants for music lessons, instruments and studio time for young musicians. They can apply for themselves or be nominated. Email cca@coastculture.com for more information. Wishing you all an accident-free week. Contact me at mountcyyvonne@gmail.com.